This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side.
You know,
I do. Some of you saw me on the phone. My mother called me. So you guys just have to wait. Because it's not like she checks in and listens to the show every night, doesn't know I go on directly. What?
She's already on the Facebook.
I know she's on the Facebook feed. Like, really, Ma? And yes, I have clean underwear on, too. Okay, I know we didn't get to that part of the conversation, but I figured we'd get there eventually. I'm Joe Massini, your host. Oh, that's embarrassing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, not fake Joe, real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week after the first break. I got a lot to talk to him about. It's been a busy week for news, you know? And the, we'll get into the tweet. Tweeting, tweets, tweeters, whatever. Because, this, again, the Dems have decided what's important, what's not important. They, you and me have allowed mainstream media to dictate to us what we're going to see, what we're not going to see, what's real, what's not real. We've let them get away with it. Why do you support these people? I'm consistently amazed. Yes, that we, you, and hey, me. I'll tell you that much. I know better. Look, I really like Hulu. I can't even remember why we did it now, but or I did it. I canceled my subscription because it had something to do with one of their CEOs that was a conservative. Matter of fact, a conservative Christian. And they asked him for his resignation because of something he tweeted or wrote or what have you. So he's not allowed to. They can have all these smut type of shows up there. And that's okay. The man said something about God, about a godly situation, and he's got to go. Isn't that just wonderful? It's just always, what was it, Yul Brynner in The King and I, one of my favorite lines of his. He's always a puzzlement. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mark Zuckerberg. This right there, that'll get us canned. It's over. Says that Facebook can play the role of a church. That Facebook can act like your churches. Am I the only one confused here? I mean, seriously. Is this craziness or what? So he wants Facebook groups to be as important to people's lives as their local community support church groups. Does that, would that make him God? I'm just asking. Is this crazy? I don't care if they shut me off at this point. I mean, when you start getting to this point, remember when the Beatles, John, I think it was, John had said that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus or more popular than Jesus, something along those lines. And though John didn't believe in Jesus as his savior, he believed in Jesus as a peaceful man who loved everybody. That's how he saw him. So here, and you conservative Christians will do nothing about this. Absolutely nothing. And you probably already belong to some of these groups that he's pushing on you. Now, Facebook's AI software led to a 50% rise in people signing up for online groups. And that is their artificial intelligence line. It looks, you ready for this? You people are hypocrites. Yeah, even my people. You're so bent on the government being able to check everything you say, you know, check your phone, check this, check that. You don't have any privacy with them, yada, 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 yada. But yet, Facebook, Google, how do you think you get certain ads to your mailbox and or when you start searching for things? Because they track you. Hello? They track what you're doing. They track what you're saying. It's the same thing here. No difference. Your artificial intelligence software, the reason it led to over a 50% rise in people signing up for online groups is because it's tracking what you're saying and it's bringing groups to you or suggesting groups to you that fall in line with some of the conversations and some of the places you go. But you're okay with that, right? Zuckerberg praised the role played in society by little league coaches, and local religious congregations, and tried to line up Facebook along the same line. So Facebook apparently brings you closer to God. Let that one sink in for a second. So he wants Facebook groups to play a very important role in what you're doing. They have almost 2 billion people. You know, I taught a class about 6 years ago on social media. Yeah, I know. Yeah, whatever. So about 6 years ago. And at the time, Facebook was just shy of 1 billion users and had been around for a while. And now it's well over 2 billion users. Zuckerberg laid out his ambition in a Chicago speech last week, suggested Americans are in need of something to unify their lives. Well, that's what the church is supposed to do. And if it's not doing it, then shame on you, pastors. Shame on you, Christians. Let's see how Xander feels about this on the other side of the break. Xander Gibb will join me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas,
yes.
Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we are having some technical difficulties, but we'll get over it. We always fight through it. We always make it happen. The NSA, you can't stop me. I'll use paper cups and strings. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you got to be involved. You got to get involved. Seriously. I want you to head up to the website. I want you to give me your email address. I want you to get involved in the conversation. I want you to tell our writers what you think about them or don't think about them, whatever it is. But I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. He spends with me on the air, helps me kick off the weekend, and this is a very special, well, sort of pseudo a special weekend. Xander, how you doing?
I am fabulous, sir. How are you?
I'm good too. I don't know if I'm fabulous, but close, I guess. Who was that guy? Who was that skit on Saturday Night Live? You look marvelous, right? I don't feel so good, but I look good. You know?
I don't know. I've never been a fan of Saturday Night
You're
Live.
A kid.
Certainly not nowadays.
Not today.
Not with that Alec, whatever his name is.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
So often.
Anyway, so it's been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Yeah, it's been a very interesting week too, hasn't it? I mean, you know, I think our shows are really boring because, you know, I know you sleep with your producer, but you don't have affairs with your co-host, and you don't flag off the president in order to cover it up, and you know, our shows need to get a little bit more crisp, really.
So we come back from break. You want me to come up from underneath the desk with my producer? You think that'll get him going or what?
Don't worry, I won't tell your wife, Joe.
That'll get him to talk, right? No, hey, I got a little play. I got a little play on Twitter the other day too, when pulling one of your stunts, and I had one of those boneheads had put out that they were outraged at what the president had tweeted. And, you know, just about how he treated women. And I'm thinking, you're outraged. Oh, my God, you're so outraged that the president, you know, is tweeting out. But you weren't outraged at that blue-stained dress that was left in the Oval Room, you know,
no.
or made in the Oval Room
no,
or whatever.
Or the,
that didn't seem to bother you at all.
No, or the cigar parties or the fact that, you know, the last president gave money to fund terrorists or freed people, traitors, just for being transsexual. You know, the list is endless. But, you know, if you talk bad, if you've ever said anything bad, that is far worse than action in the United States with liberals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's much terrible, much worse. You know, look at Mr. Wiener, how long they let him get away with what he had been doing. And don't tell me they had just learned about it, you know, when they read about it in the paper, like Mr. Oblamo always said.
What an unfortunate name to be involved in that kind of activity and be called Wiener. I mean.
Okay, I'm not. That wasn't going to come out right either. I was going to say, I'm not going to touch that one for anything, but I really am not going to touch that one for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Don't go there, sir. Family show.
All right. So I know this is going to get us banned, but at this point, I don't care anymore. So Mark Zuckerberg came out today and he said that Facebook can and should play the role that churches play. And that he's hoping more and more people get involved in certain groups online or what have you, and that it helps people, you know, fulfill themselves. What do you think about that?
I need some translation. Really, because that's just the biggest load of claptrap I've ever heard in my life. And just, you know, I have lots of issues with Zuckerberg. You know, we know that they, on Facebook, that they hinder conservatives with their broadcast. You know, they've been doing it tonight. They've been kicking people out of my show. You know, they've got these bots and algorithms. There are certain words you can't say. And even if the word is very similar to a word you can't say, you get kicked off, and everybody's noticing it. I just want some rich Republican to put some money into a social media platform that you know, shows Twitter and Facebook how to do it. Because this is America, and we've got the right to free speech, but we don't have the right to free speech on social media. What's the point?
Well, you know, I actually want to change my mantra to the most banned talk show host on Facebook. What do you think?
Yeah, I came second. Did you know that?
Yes. I'm just amazed at the way and how quick they are to shut down conversations. And you saw what Twitter did to, what is it, Life, Lila Rose from Live Action. There you go. Should be called Life Action. But they basically told them that they had to, you know, get rid of all their questionable tweets towards Planned Parenthood before they would let them advertise on Twitter. All right.
Unless the advertising is not free, you have to pay for advertising.
Yes. Yeah. So now they're going to put guidelines in place for something you're going to pay for. I love it. I think it's wonderful. But we're seeing more and more of this out there. I just, you know, Tammy doesn't even know about this because it just happened last night. I got a message from YouTube and said that your advertising has been shut down, cut off, not interested, the whole nine yards. However, you can reapply, you know, and we'll see what we can do for you. So I reapplied. And today I got an email from them and said, okay, you've been approved, but they're going in to check my content first. So I figured,
dude.
I'm done. I'm toast. But see, why bother?
Go ahead. Yeah. I think the problem is for me, and this is something we've discussed on my show this week, and that's that George Soros put so much money into social media to reinforce snowflakeism. And that's why we're having this kind of thing going on. Money talks, and he who saves pays. And that's a concern for me, because in a democracy, in a republic that operates as a democracy, we should be able to speak our mind on social media. You know, I did an experiment, and basically I mirrored the commentary of liberals about the president, and I mirrored it back to them. And you know how many times I got banned or shadow banned for doing this? So what is the difference between a liberal saying it to my president and me as a conservative saying it back to them? Is this still America, Joe?
Oh, it's amazing to me the ridiculousness of how they handle. Look, the other day, I don't know if you did the story in your show, and yes, there's somebody who gets mad at me. Now think about this: when I talk, there's that music again. But we'll do it on the other side of the break.
Gotta pay those bills.
I know it's just a terrible. Well, we should become socialists, and we wouldn't have to. We could just do the show.
No, thanks.
Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me again on the other side of the break. Please don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back.
Sit down, stop dancing. Take the rollerblades off.
I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Life. If you're watching, we have our little disco ball going on. See the colors? Aren't they pretty? Yeah. There you go. Right behind my head. Perfect place for it. I watch those exposed wires here that I'm hitting a switch on. So it could be an electrifying experience. Thank you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Helps me kick off the weekend, if you would. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure, Joe, and mostly yours.
Yes, so I've been told. Several times.
Hi, Tina, by the way. Hi, Tammy, even, by the way. I'm looking at the chat room, and my brain is
not there?
Leaving
the
building.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, you and Elvis. Although I hear he's in a hotel in Tennessee somewhere, or he's gone back to his home planet. I don't know which.
Yeah, he just called and he said to tell you thank you very much.
Oh, you know, some people are getting some information here about Zuckerberg, and you know, maybe we can have a pseudo-spiritual relationship, a conversation here for a second. And I try to explain to people, it's not, even if Zuckerberg's talking about virtual rooms and, you know, these virtual churches, whatever you want to call it, that's not what God is all about. Those of us who believe in God, who believe in Christ, it's not a virtual ghost that is a fantasy land thing. For us, it's real, and it's true. So you can't talk to me about God in a virtual sense or a feel-good sense. You know what I'm saying, right?
I absolutely do, because when God is alive and living in you and working through you, how can it be virtual? Because, you know, God is in us, God is around us, and, you know, God is a part of everything we do. But I think that the people, you know, this was foretold. You know, this guy is all about commercialism. Let's look for a second at what he's done with all our information. The reason this guy is a multi-zillionaire is because he sold our information to companies without our permission.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And and acts more like the Gestapo than he does where he wants everybody to come. Can you imagine with what he already shuts us down for, with the things that they already find offensive? Can you imagine if somebody quotes scripture about, abortion, even though it doesn't say anything about abortion, about how important the baby is in the womb of the mother? I mean, what is he, close down the whole group and then everybody affiliated with it?
Well, it's kind of getting a little worse. I mean, I'm blocked by Cecile Richards on Twitter for some reason, because obviously I have a problem with killing infants. The interesting thing is about Planned Parenthood, they're always complaining about, having their money taken away, but they just gave $750,000 to someone's campaign. So how poor are you as an organization if you can afford to do that? Don't get me started, Joe.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I do agree with you. It's hypocrisy. It's a continued hypocrisy. You look at what's going on with Twitter. You look at the fake outrage from everybody right now on the left about what the president's doing. Sheila Jackson Lee, she's one of my favorites, though. Sheila Jackson Lee is out there screaming how the president needs to be impeached, he needs to resign, because the tweets are proof that he's incapable of running this government. Now, let's not talk about the fact that Mr. Oblamo pretty much gave away America in the Iranian agreement, that he actually gave communists more money in the Cuban agreement and made it harder and worse on the Cuban people. That, I guess if you make it harder for the little people, that makes you qualified to be president, apparently, in Sheila Jackson Lee's mind.
Well, that and being a community organizer, don't forget that, because, that is the highest qualification in the world. It almost makes me laugh when people say, that someone who's run an international business for 40, 50 years is not qualified to run a country. But how is a community organizer more qualified? I mean, no disrespect to community organizers. I'm sure they do a good job. I'm a very organized person. I've run a department. I've run whole companies. I run a company now. But do I think I'm able to run the country? Absolutely not.
Well, don't you love all these...
I would put up with half Hita. Go ahead.
Well, I'm at least a realist. I would cut back to one scoop of ice cream because I'm trying to keep the weight down. You know what I'm saying? I know that's a big story for CNN, so I want to make sure we get that in there. But look at all these celebrities now.
Trump.
Yeah, that'll be the next T-shirt, right?
Yep.
All the celebrities now that are coming out, they're thinking about running for president. Are they serious? These people have to, they can't even get out of bed in the morning without a business advisor at most places.
Yeah, but it's fair enough. But my next question is, yes, you should run for president, but which wine club?
Okay. You're going to be here all week. I get it. Yeah. It's just amazing to me that everybody knows how to do it better than him, but when Obama was there, nobody would dare say anything because they would have been banned from Hollywood and 120,000 other places, wouldn't they?
But it's interesting how there's such a double standard between, Obama running the country and Donald Trump running the country. And all this ideology about what's presidential, how can we in America judge what's presidential? Because for 8 years, we've had the wimpy kid running the shop. He's had the keys to the city, and he's run riot. He's given our money away to terrorists. All of the long list of things that he's done. And finally, someone comes along and is doing what they promised to do on the campaign trail, which is a first for America. Let's face it, regardless of party, and he's all the bad so and so's for doing it.
Yeah, So I want to do a story with you, but I want to preface something here. I think this is hilarious. Every time I do these stories with you, people say that I only do them with you because you're gay and it gives me credibility.
You called me on national radio, Joe.
I thought we were on hold. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we still are.
So no. And so we talk about this, and they say that's the only reason I do it. I go, no, because if I talk about it myself, you guys rip me apart because I have no business talking about it. So I bring somebody in who at least knew the tribe,
yeah.
hung around with the clan for a while, or that,
yeah,
that particular group.
Yeah, they kicked me out, but I was,
yes,
I was there
I,
for
so
some
I hear.
Time.
So
yeah,
I was talking to, yeah, I was talking to that about a gay couple who had a baby. And so you read it, you know, they became parents unexpectedly. I'm going, oh, okay, whatever. So what? I just
yeah,
say,
my ex-boyfriend and I have been trying for a baby for years. I mean, unexpectedly, what does that mean?
Well, don't you always love when they say, do you have high credit card debt of no fault of your own? Do you need somebody else rate it up? I'm sorry.
Yeah, someone else did the shopping for
somebody
me.
Somebody else using my cards? So
yeah.
Anyway, so there's one. So the couple, and the one guy, the one fellow, you know, he was born a man, and I'm using their words, he was born a man, and he's just gay, likes other men, period. Plain and simple.
Right.
Right? And the other person is a trans man. So somebody born a female, hold on.
Oh, I see.
You got to take notes.
Genetically female, but lives as a male.
So,
but still
gotta
has female.
Notes here. So
right.
She,
okay. Gotta keep
born, got it. Go, keep up. Yeah. Born a female, identifies as a male, hasn't had the operation done, but has done the taking hormone treatments. Right. So somehow they took care of a couple of kids. They decided now that he wants to have a baby. So he has all the parts and pieces. So I don't understand how you live like a man when you have all the parts of a woman. But here's the kicker. He is a trans man who is gay. So this is like a double negative, right?
Wait,
I'm saying,
wait. Wait on for a second. So this person was born as a female,
yes.
Lives as a man to be
yes.
a gay man. But isn't that a woman?
See,
I'm not trying to be rude.
No,
I'm trying to get my head around it.
I was looking again. If you're a gay man, it means you have all the male parts, but you like men in the simplest terms, right?
Yeah.
If you're a female, you're born with the female parts, but you think you should be a man. You live your life as a man, but you like men. I don't know. We got to go for a quick break. You gotta help me explain this because they think I'm just
for
making
sure.
fun of them. And I'm going, no, if you're trying
if
to
I
sell
can.
This to me, it's not working. Anyhow, I'm Joe with Senior Host.
I hope you kept the receipt, Joe.
Very confused host. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Zeta Gibb joins me after the break.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you can listen to, but you've chosen to listen to this one. I'd like to believe it shows the high IQ level you're at, but what do I know? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, sequel to come soon. But everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you're going to find out you don't have to. When you read it, you might find out we're more on the same page than you even know. So let's bring him on. He helps me start off the weekend, well, every weekend. Except last weekend, he kind of wimped out on me. I don't know, whatever that story was about a car or a sickness or something like that. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Pleasure. I don't know what you're talking about. I had a night off last week. I just needed a break. You know, all this liberal snowflakeism just got to me.
You're in radio, buddy. There is no such thing as a day off. Anyhow, so we were talking about my confusion and how upset people get to be when they think I'm just making fun of them. Going, look, even if I want to respect what you call yourself, I can't wrap my mind around it. You can't tell me you're looking. Now, the article was about how they were saying this man now is pregnant. And I'm going, look, a male, take it from a scientific. Let's just take sex out of this. Take it from a scientific standpoint. A male doesn't have a uterus. It, biologically, it doesn't exist. So can you just call it what it is? Can we stop playing the sexual game or the mind games and go, look, you are male and female is what you is, and you decide to have a baby. Why is that so bad?
Well, let's be technical, because what this is you know, they had this big thing where, a few years ago in the press with someone that referred to themselves as the pregnant man.
Right.
And what this was a female with their breasts removed that lived as a man. But that doesn't make you a man. Just as a man with breasts doesn't make you a woman.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, I thought I better. Well, I was talking to myself as well.
Well, yeah.
Just to make sure I was sure.
Okay.
But you know, the concern is, you know, I you know, on Facebook I refer to myself as a unicorn. You could, you know, there are 6 million sexes now, but let's face it, there are only two. There are genetically male and genetically female, and anything else in between is just something that you're creating for yourself. You know, I don't have an issue with same-sex couples or same-sex couples that appeared to be what appears to be male when they were born female. I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, I'll go on record as saying that I think the best environment for a child to grow up is with a mother and a farmer.
Farmers aren't bad.
Farmer.
I've nothing against farmers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fresh corn every day and all of that. A child should grow up with a mother and a father, but I think that, you know, there are a lot of children out there that need a lot of love, and if the same sex couple happens to raise them, then okay, I can just about accept
right.
that. But let's call it what it is. Let's not say that you're a couple. Let's not say you're a heterosexual couple if you're, you know, two men or a man and I'm even confused with the descriptions myself now. one of them is a gay man, and one of them is living as a gay man, but they were born as a woman.
Yeah, so for clarity, one is a traditional, if you could say that, a traditional gay man. Okay.
I know
some people are going to write me and go, what does that mean? Because
yeah.
They hate traditional. Yep. You know, you already know that. So
exactly.
The traditional description of a gay man. How do you like that? Okay. Better?
Perfect.
So that's easy for me to understand. But when you say that these two men, these two gay men, are having a baby, and they have a picture of her, you know, with the baby in her womb, I'm saying, okay, that's like physically impossible. It has to be a suit, right? It has to be one of those, what do they call them, those empathy suits they make for men. And
or
but when you read,
genetically female.
Bingo. So when I started reading the article, it said she felt like she was born in a man's body. So again, I say to you, you said it. I'm so glad you said it. It was like, well, wait a minute. Then she's just a girl. If she likes men and just thinks she's a man, and that makes her gay, but Xander, doesn't this take away?
Go ahead. Does she have a meme that says she's a man? Because then it's definitely true.
It's on Facebook.
Because I have a meme. I'm going to make one for you, Joe. I have a meme that says Xander Gibb weighs 150 pounds, but it doesn't make it true, does it?
Oh, you're picturing your glorified body, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm picturing my body when I meet the Lord. You know, I want my new body now, but God says no, Zan, you gotta wait.
Yeah,
you gotta
stop eating the hot dogs and chocolate cake. Yeah, I know.
I kind of think that the media has a huge role to play in all of this, because they want to normalize a lot of things. And whether we can accept things or not, some things are not actually normal. And that's me saying that as a gay man. And so don't try and make it normal. Just live your life and be honest about it. And surely shouldn't that be enough?
Well, I see. I think it takes away from the fight of the traditional gay and lesbian. Okay, I really do.
Yeah.
I think you have to, look, whether those out there listening believe or not in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, that's a decision you have to make. But an easy one to wrap your mind around. Here's a man or a woman who likes other men or women. But when you get into transgender and these other things, especially with transgender now, how hard it's being pushed, there are 60 different versions of this. And this was my point, was in all reality, are you really a transgender if you're not having the operation and yet you felt...
No.
Think about it.
No,
as a woman,
no,
you felt...
No.
Go ahead.
No, not as far as I'm concerned. You're absolutely not. I mean, it's one thing if you want to say you're living as a man, but what some of these people are doing, not all of them, because you know I don't like to generalize, but some of these are forcing their ideologies on us, and I will call a spade a spade. You know, and I will not be forced to refer to you if you've been born. And you're a 66-year-old male and you dress up as a teenage girl at weekends, I will not call you a girl. Sorry. But if you're gonna have the operation and you've changed your name on your birth certificate, just out of respect, I will call you by whatever you want me to call you.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with something you said, which was, look, why are you still calling yourself a trans man or whatever it is once you've had the operation? Because at that point, you're
never
just a man.
That.
Really, that's that simple.
But I have to say, Bruce Jenner, what she called Caitlyn now when she said the other day, liberals can't even shoot straight. I was like, that's pretty funny, too. I mean, that's pretty funny, girl.
Oh, and then there was another, I wish I got the clip for you, where they have, was it 17 Magazine? And I don't know if you saw the video where they had 5 or 6 or 7 gender neutral or gender fluid. And did you see that? But the last person was really funny because she or he, because they wouldn't refer to themselves either way, said, look, this is not made up in our minds. This is a reality. And whether I'm referred to myself as this today or that tomorrow or that the next day or that yesterday, this is set in stone. I'm thinking, oh, you poor thing. Set in stone means it doesn't change. It doesn't mean that hour to hour you can decide.
Then.
What?
It's not fluid then. If it's set in stone... You know, it's not fluid. So now, Joe, we should start referring to ourselves as 150-pound, 35-year-old studs. Because if what is the difference between that and what these people are doing?
Is there any
difference?
I don't think there is. Especially when you got the transager guy, right? He was 57. Now refers to himself as an 11-year-old female.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, so you get it. Were they transagers? We have trans species. We have this trans thing has gone wild. And why won't the trans community
Rachel.
Or somebody in it? Trans, yes, yeah, all right. But when do they open their mouths and say, look, we could do the trans male and female, but all that other stuff, those people need help. Will they ever do that?
But they won't. And the problem is they won't because they'll be like I was. I was ostracized from the community. But thank God I'm strong enough not to need that community to support me. Because the traditional gay community from 25 years ago is worlds apart from what this is by now. You know, they just wanted to be accepted and as everybody else did. But now it's, bake me a cake or I'll put you in jail.
Well, we haven't got a whole bunch of time left, but really, really, really quick, I sent you that email with that... Oh, God, that young guy was calling out another guy because he was talking about a 3-year-old that was brought to a gay pride party where there were men dancing around, showing off their pride, if you would. And the guy was saying, this is okay. This is natural. And my 3-year-old son sees this. It opens up a discussion, a sexual orientation discussion. I'm thinking, God, he's 3 years old. He doesn't know the difference between plaids and polka dots, right? I mean, hey.
It's a worry.
We're up against it. And tell people where they can find you really quick.
VanderGift.com or any local pizza parlor.
Vander, thanks. Always have a blast when you're on with me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina.
Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll be back after the break. A lot I want to talk about on these tweets that went out this week in the backlash this morning. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side.